Well, one of the things that you pick up from growing up in a really small town is the stuff that you should be afraid of. They told us in North Mississippi that we should be afraid of people from cities. People from cities would kill us for no reason. And they had stories to back it up. They'd talk about Cletus going to Atlanta to the basketball tournament and never coming back, you know. We didn't know for sure they killed him, but we knew for sure he never came back, so I was scared. When I was about 18 years old, I got a record deal in the mail, apparently, to the wrong person. I still don't understand the details of it. But it involved me getting on an airplane and going to Los Angeles, California to sign a contract, and my family broke out into prayer groups. And the less religious members of my family started taking bets on whether my plane was going to crash on the way out there or on the way back. Which case it wouldn't really matter on the way back, because they would have killed me in Los Angeles anyhow. So I was redundantly dead before I left home. I was going to be the first McAnally male to fly on an airplane. My dad came back from World War II on a boat because they let him pick between a boat and a plane. We're not particularly bright, the McAnallys, either. So I was going to be the first McAnally to fly. I was also only the second male McAnally to be photographed without a shotgun and a Bible. All of our pictures in the family, the men are sitting on the porch with a gun and a Bible. It's like, we got you covered either way here. You know, it's a that's a different song, but but anyhow, what actually happened is I went to Los Angeles and I stayed a week, and nobody killed me, for which I'm still grateful. And I came back home, signed a record deal, and it was kind of like Marco Polo coming back with the spice. They couldn't understand why nobody killed me, but we were all grateful. And I now have this song that's a written apology to people from cities all over the world for what I incorrectly used to think. It's a written apology, and it's got some more singing in it. And now that we know how good you guys can sing, I'm gonna have to draft you again. You're gonna get deputized. We're gonna sing a little bit more. It's called In the City. On the farm as a child, I was warned. Wilds of the city, of that demon disguised as the dirt in the sky of the city. I was told the proximity warps their minds till they're shooting one another just to pass the time, and we lived, it appeared, both in spite and in fear of the city. I was constantly told how our lives were controlled by the city, how they keep us in debt with the trends that they said, it's a pity. I was told the proximity warps their minds till they're shooting one another just to pass the time, and we lived, it appeared, both in spite and in fear of the city. Sing a little now. Yeah. Now that's the program right there now. We're going to do that one more time. That's pretty good. Some things the same in the city.
You're still under the thumb of the rich and the young and the pretty. And they weren't much different than we might act if there was that many of us that closely packed. It's an ancient idea, but it struck me so clear in the city. It's an ancient idea, but it struck me so clear in the city. Big ending coming on now. Listen to these singers. How about that?